2 Samuel chapter 19. And it was told Joab, "See, the king weeps and mourns for Absalom. And the victory that day was turned into mourning for all the people, because the people heard that day how the king was grieved for his son. And the people that day quietly entered into the city, as people who are ashamed sneak away when they flee in battle. But the king covered his face, and the king cried with a loud voice, 'O my son Absalom, O Absalom, my son, my son!' And Joab came into the house to the king, and said, 'Today you have shamed the faces of all your servants, who today have saved your life, and the lives of your sons and of your daughters, and the lives of your wives, and the lives of your concubines. In that you love your enemies, and hate your friends. Because you have declared today, that you regard neither princes nor servants, because today I perceive, that if Absalom had lived, and all we had died today, then it would have pleased you well. Now therefore arise, go forth, and speak comfortably to your servants, because I swear by the Lord Jehovah, if you do not go forth, there will be no one who will stay with you tonight. And that will be worse to you than all the evil that has come upon you from your youth until now.' Then the king arose, and sat in the gate. And they told to all the people, saying, 'Look, the king sits in the gate.' And all the people came before the king, because Israel had fled every man to his tent. And all the people were at strife throughout all the tribes of Israel, saying, 'The king saved us out of the hand of our enemies, and he delivered us out of the hand of the Philistines. And now he has fled out of the land for Absalom. And Absalom, whom we anointed over us, is dead in battle. Now therefore why do you not speak a word of bringing the king back?' And King David sent to Zadok and to Abiathar the priests, saying, 'Speak to the elders of Judah, saying, why are you the last to bring the king back to his house? Since the speech of all Israel has come to the king, even to his house. You are my brothers, you are my bones and my flesh, why then are you the last to bring back the king? And say to Amasa, are you not of my bone, and of my flesh? God do so to me, and more also, if you are not captain of the army before me continually in the place of Joab.' And he bowed the heart of all the men of Judah, even as the heart of one man, so that they sent this word to the king, 'Return, and all your servants.' So the king returned, and came to the Jordan River. And Judah came to Gilgal, to go to meet the king, to conduct the king over the Jordan River. And Shimei the son of Gera, a Benjamite, who was of Bahurim, quickly came down with the men of Judah to meet King David. And there were 1,000 men of Benjamin with him, and Ziba the servant of the house of Saul, and his 15 sons and his 20 servants with him. And they went over the Jordan River before the king. And there went over a ferry boat to carry over the king's household, and to do what he thought good. And Shimei the son of Gera fell down before the king, as he came over the Jordan River. And said to the king, 'Do not let my lord impute sin to me, neither remember that which your servant did perversely the day that my lord the king went out of Jerusalem, that the king should take it to his heart. Because your servant knows that I have sinned. Therefore, today I have come as the first of all the house of Joseph to go down to meet my lord the king.' But Abishai the son of Zeruiah answered and said, 'Shall not Shimei be put to death for this, because he cursed the Lord's Jehovah's anointed?' And David said, 'What have I to do with you, you sons of Zeruiah, that you should this day be adversaries to me? Shall any man be put to death this day in Israel? Because do I not know that I am this day king over Israel?' Therefore the king said to Shimei, 'You shall not die.' And the king swore to him. And Mephibosheth the son of Saul came down to meet the king, and had neither dressed his feet, nor trimmed his beard, nor washed his clothes, from the day the king departed until the day he came again in peace. And it came to pass, when he had come to Jerusalem to meet the king, that the king said to him, 'Why did you not go with me, Mephibosheth?' And he answered, 'My lord, O king, my servant deceived me, because I, your servant, said, I will saddle me a donkey, that I may ride on it, and go to the king, because your servant is lame. And he has slandered your servant to my lord the king, but my lord the king is as an angel of God. Do therefore what is good in your eyes. Because all of my father's house were but dead men before my lord the king, yet you set your servant among those who ate at your own table. Therefore what right do I have to cry any more to the king?' And the king said to him, 'Why do you speak any more of your matters? I have said, you and Ziba divide the land.' And Mephibosheth said to the king, 'Yes, let him take all, since my lord the king has come again in peace to his own house.' And Barzillai the Gileadite came down from Rogalim, and went over the Jordan River with the king, to conduct him over the Jordan River. Now Barzillai was a very old man, even 80 years old, and he had provided the king of sustenance while he lay at Mahanaim, because he was a very great man. And the king said to Barzillai, "Come over with me, and I will feed you with myself in Jerusalem." And Barzillai said to the king, "How long have I to live, that I should go up with the king to Jerusalem? I am this day 80 years old. And can I discern between good and evil? Can your servant taste what I eat or what I drink? Can I hear any more the voice of singing men and singing women? Why then should your servant be yet a burden to my lord the king? Your servant will go a little way over the Jordan River with the king, and why should the king repay me with such a reward? I ask you, let your servant return again, that I may die in my own city, and be buried by the grave of my father and of my mother. But see your servant Chimham. Let him go over with my lord the king. And do to him what shall seems good to you." And the king answered, "Chimham shall go over with me, and I will do to him that which shall seems good to you, and whatever you shall require of me, that I will do for you." And all the people went over the Jordan River. And when the king had come over, the king kissed Barzillai, and blessed him, and he returned to his own place. Then the king went on to Gilgal, and Chimham went on with him, and all the people of Judah conducted the king, and also half the people of Israel. And, all the men of Israel came to the king, and said to the king, "Why have our brothers then the men of Judah stolen you away, and have brought the king, and his household, and all David's men with him, over the Jordan River?" And all the men of Judah answered the men of Israel, "Because the king is near of kin to us. Why then are you angry for this matter? Have we eaten at all of the king's cost? Or has he given us any gift?" And the men of Israel answered the men of Judah, and said, "We have 10 parts in the king, and we have also more right in David than you. Why then did you despise us, that our advice should not be first had in bringing back our king?" And the words of the men of Judah were more fierce than the words of the men of Israel.